This is Daf HaShavua. This week is Daf Lamed Tesed in Maseches Ksulos. We're on Lamed Chesed Mid Beis. 6 lines from the bottom where it says, Amar Abaye. Amar Abaye, Ba'aleha Umesa. You have a man who rapes a Nara and is supposed to pay Knas typically, but she dies. She dies during Nara, somewhere between. She was raped between 12 and 12 and a half, and now she dies between that time period as well. She dies as a Nara. Says Abaye Parta, the rapist does not have to pay the 50 shekel to the father. Pasuk says, and we've had this Abaye in the past, you only pay the father of an Ara. V'lo la'avi mesi, you don't pay the father of a girl who passed away. She's not alive anymore. So that's Abaye's psak. There is no knas in a case where she died as an Ara. Says the Gemara now, milso de pshito le la'abaye mibay le la'rav. That which Abaye thought was so obvious, Rava was not so sure. Now, the Gemara, Rava is going to ask a question, make an inquiry, and what Rava means by this question is the discussion of the Gemara in the next several lines, and eventually we'll get to an interpretation of what Rava is asking, which is precisely that which Abaye was commenting on. It'll take a little time till we get there. Says the Gemara, Debari Rava. Rava had the following question. Yesh beger bekever, or ain't beger bekever. Literally, do we assume that a girl attains the status of a bogeris when she's in the grave after she died? Or ain't beger bekever? Or does she not? Meaning what? Here you have a girl who died as an ara, and now she's, let's say, 13. And now, things got postponed, and the rapist is brought to court, and he's convicted, to pay 50 shekel. So, but she's 50 shekel, she's not alive anymore. And you, maybe we would say, well, if she, do we view her as dying as an ara and she's still 12 and 3 months, let's say? Or we say, no, had she been alive, she's 13. Now, l'may nafkamina, so take a look at Rashi. Yesh beger bekever, 6-7 lines from the bottom. Imesa ben arusa, shalom de bedin. She died as an ara before hamad bedin even. V'igi azman bagrusa bekever. And now she becomes a bogeres. Bekever, do we say the clock stops, or she continues her age continues to increase? Imi chashiv beger olo, is she a belgeris now or not? We'll explain in a moment, in a few lines, what the practical application of this is. Yesh beger bekever, so here is the nafkamina. V'chihechi dimlo hispika lamod b'dinat shebagra. Just like in a case where, let's say, she were alive, and she didn't have a chance of hamada b'din, they didn't convict this guy until she's already a bogera. She's 12 and a half, she's 13. Tanan l'kama, we learn in the Mishnah later on, b'perek and arash and his patasah, d'harehen la'atzma, the money now goes to her. Because the bottom line is, if she were alive, she's now, she was 13, she's 12 and a half, the money is hers. That's the halacha, v'lo la'via. So now maybe I should say the same thing. Although she died as an ara, had she been alive now, she'd be 13, she'd be 12 and a half. Ashtanami beggar bekever, mafkia kochav. And therefore it goes, it's not the father doesn't get it. Now you say, well, she does get it. Well, she's not alive. It doesn't matter. Ubanayarasa, it goes through her, and her son inherits it from her. Imyeshlaven, if she'd have a son. Odilma, last line of the Gemara, ain't beggar bekever. There's no concept of bagrus bekever. Bottom line is she died when she was an ara, and the clock stops. So she still has the status of an ara, udaviyahava, and the money is therefore hers, his. The knas belongs to him. Top of Lama Testament, Oliver, the Gemara says there's a technical problem with this shaila. Umima abra, since when is a girl able to become, top Rashi, umima abra, pregnant? Bekatnus o benaros, she bas kanasha, tele benaros. What happened was here, you have a girl who died when she was an ara. So let's assume she died on the last day that she was a Nara. But you're only become Chayv Knas when she is a Nara. So is it possible that she could have this whole Shaila, could even get off the ground? He, you need someone. He ate someone who was raped by someone, and she already has a son, because that's the whole Shaila. Does it go through her, through to the son? She already has a child where this Shaila, and I want to know, she had a child born to her, and now I want to know, does the money go to the son or not? Is that even possible? Since when could she even have had a son even if when it comes to the payment of this knas at all, that it should be paid. How is it possible? She would have to, because remember, she died when she's an hour. She died before 12 and a half. That would mean that she gave birth to someone before she was 12 and a half. How could she give birth to someone before she's 12 and a half? Vatani Rav Bibi Kamei de Rav Nachman Shalosh Nashim Shamshus B'moch. There are three women who, machlokas, whether means that they're allowed to use a moch, and we've had this before, allowed to use an absorbent cloth, allowed to use birth control, or they're obligated to do so, because of sakana. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi takes a stand on the issue. Mishamshus B'moch, second line, mutal hem l'shamish B'moch. They don't come hashchitzo zer. We don't look at them in hashchas, as hashchas zer levratala. But of course, other women, regular women, would not be able to use a moch. So these women are allowed to use a moch. Elohim, ktana, umuberes, ktana, a pregnant woman, umeniko, a woman is nursing. And the Gemara explained to each one of them. Ktana, shema tisaber, vitamos. We assume that a ktana, if she becomes pregnant, she's going to die. She can only live giving birth to her child after the age 12. Mu'beres, shematasil barasanda. The reason why mu'beres is allowed to use a moch, he allows her to cloth for birth control, is because we're afraid that she's now going to become pregnant with another child. Whether we're not discussing whether this is biologically possible, and that child will come like a sandal. Look at Rashi, three lines down. Shem tisaber ubar shem tisaber ubar sheni pokis hasheni is tsura sarisha. What happens is, question in the Rishonim, is it that the new child that's conceived is going to deform the first child, or maybe the first child will affect the facial features of the second child? Vidomela, what's it going to look like? One of those children, because there are now two children in there, Vidomela sandal, Judan Shabayam. It looks like a sandal, which is a type of fish in the sea, and we don't want that to happen. That's not good. That's, the child's not going to live. And therefore, we don't want her to get pregnant. She's a, therefore, that umuberis is allowed to use a moch, just like a ktana can use a moch. And finally, Minika, four lines down, Minika Shema Tigmolas Bena, we're afraid that if she becomes pregnant, now she's going to have to wean her son. Why? Rashi Shema Tigmolas Bena, first in line, Vibinesha Chalav Neakar, the milk becomes literally cloudy. Shemis Aberes, Veino Tovlionik, it's not good for the child. Vititstorech Lahatiko Mishadam Yamos, if she's going to have to wean him, and then the child, the baby, is going to, because she's pregnant with someone else, another child, the baby that she has is going to die, will not have any milk. So, now, and then the Gemara says, Zezu ktana, what's a ktana? V'basachas esrei shana v'yom echad, achtem esrei shana v'yom echad. When we speak about a ktana here, where there's the, it's dangerous, where she's allowed to use a moch, it's from 11 to 12. Pachos became the Eser Al Kain Meshamesh Kedarka VeHoleches Dibur Rabbi Meir. But if she's younger than that, so then Tashmish is not, she's not going to conceive anyway, so there's no sakana at all, and she's not tahar, she's not going to die. And if she's older, she's 12 already, so then that's also fine, because if she becomes pregnant, it's healthy at that point. She will be able to deliver the child. Chachamim say, no, all of these women, the girls are allowed to have tashmish and should have tashmish, and the normal age should not be using a moch. U'minashamayim yirachamu. And Hashem will have rachmanis minashamayim, mishum shenemar, shomer psoyim Hashem. Hashem guards those who are simple, meaning you're not putting yourself really in a sakana situation here, and it's perfectly permissible to have tashmish in the normal way. Okay, so what do you see from here? You see that here is, we're assuming that she's not going to have a child beginning at age 12. She's not going to have a child she won't live if she has a child before age 12. And therefore, you'll tell me, but she also died, this girl was speaking about, when she was an Ara. So she could only get pregnant and live and have a child when she conceived, when she was 12. And that would mean, and then she died sometime before 12 and a half, and now she had a child. How's that possible? Says the Gemara, V'chitema di abra kshinara v'ulida kshinara. Right? They'll say, okay, maybe she got, why not? She became a mu'beres when she's a nara. She not when she was a ktana, and gave birth when she's a nara. 6 months later, says the Gemara, v'shita yarchi mikol yolda. Can she really give birth within 6 months? Ramar Shmuel Ein beinarus lebagrus elishisha chadashim. It's only 6 months. Physically, biologically, it's not possible. And there is only 6 months. She had to have died before she's 12 and a half, before she's a bogereth. And so to have a child where now we have a shala, who's the knas going to? How's that even possible? I v'chitem, and if you'll tell me, butzerhu deleka, less than 6 months is true, we don't have between Naras and Bagus. Hatfeika, but maybe there could potentially could be more, meaning what the Gemara is suggesting now is that maybe when we speak about Naras, and Shmuel made the comment that there's 6 months between Naras and Bagus, and she had to have died when she's an Aris, and that means she had to have given birth to this child within 6 months. Maybe Shmuel didn't mean there's only 6 months between Naros and Bagus. Maybe there's a minimum of 6 months, but maybe a girl could stay a Nara based on maturity for a long time, for a year, and she could have a child during the Naros stage and die in the Naros stage nonetheless. So the Gemara says it can't be. He says, "Ha elokamar." Why? Because Shmuel said, Ein bein narus lebagus elo shishchad chalev. Means very precise. Only 6 months and not more. So saying that, is there beggar bekever or not? And that's what Rav Shaila was. Do you have a status of a bulgaris bekever or not? Legabe her son, there is no son to talk about. So the Gemara now reinterprets Rav Shaila. Ela hachi kami baile. This is what Rav Shaila was. Yesh beggar bekever upaka av. Is there Bagus in the kever and the father is out of the picture and he's uprooted, he's released? Odilma, ain beggar bekever below pakav. Or maybe there is no Bagus bekever and the father is still in the picture. Take a look at Rashi, pakav. Rashi is a little in the middle there of the thin lines. Paka tvias av. The father, if there's beggar bekever, that means that the father, by her being in the grave, the father now is out of the picture. Paka tviasav v'zocha halah b'mashav yado, meaning the other guy, meaning the rapist, is able to keep the money. Why? Shane Baldino Kayam, remember, the girl died when she was in Ara. So she's not alive. And the father is out of the picture. Also, you'll say, wait, when shouldn't it go to the father because the father's Yoresh's daughter? If she didn't collect that money, it's not Mamon that's going to the father through Yerusha. You have to have the status of Mamon. And Knas can only have the status of Mamon after it's been collected by someone. Then potentially it could go to him. So that's what the Gemara is asking. The Shiloh of the Gemara is Rava wants to know, Yesh Bega Bekevra means, is that does a woman, a girl, attain the status of Bagrus being in the grave? That's what we want to know. And mean regarding what? Regarding whether the father is still in the picture or not. That is the Gemara Shaila at this point. And we want to know whether the father has the right to the money, or no one has the right to the money. There's no one in the picture at all. So if let's say this girl became a bogeres, before, let's talk about the case. She became a bogeres before this person was, again, she's in the grave, but she became a bogeres before this rapist was brought to court, was convicted, and had to pay, so the money doesn't go to the father anymore. So that's what we want to know. Yesh Bega Bekeva, does she have the status of a bogeres? Meaning, let's say that she's now, it's been taken a long time, she's already bogeres, she's now in the kever, she died as an ara. But she is, but now she's 12 and a half, she's 13, had she been alive. I want to know, not does the son get any money? There is no son. There's no child. But I want to know, does it go to the father or does it go to no one? That's the new way to understand Rav Shaila. Marbar Avashi by Lahachi, but Marbar Avashi Shaila, the way he understood Rav Shaila was the following. Misa osa bagrus. Oh, ain't also bogus. This is not asking. We're not asking whether does she become a bogeres. Does she have the status of bogeres? Had she been alive right now, she would have been 12 and a half, 13. Does that change matters? Go to her, go to no one because she's dead, or go to the father? That's not what we're asking. We want to know, does Misa become equivalent to Bagrus, meaning she died as an Ara. Let's say she was 12 and 4 months. She's an Ara. do we say now that she's dead, that yesh beger bekever, do we assume that the fact she's in the kever automatically earns her a status of a bogeris or not? That is the Gemara Shaila. And that, if we assume that it affects the same halacha kever does as bagrus, that is what we'd like to know, and that is the shaila for us. Meaning, this and this as Rashi. If you take a look at Rashi, Marbar Avashi says Rashi, Marbar Avashi lo boila bayadurav mishum beger bekever ela imesa ben arusa. Meaning, no. We're not asking, oh, well, had she been alive, she would have been 13, or she'd been 12 and a half already. We're not asking that. We're talking about if she died as an ara mi paka ki bagus mechaim, that moment that she dies. Do we say that that releases her from being an ara and she's like a bogeres at that moment, in terms of payment, alone or not? And then Rashi says, "Well, a high listener to Bar Rav Ashi Eli b'Derav Amulel Milsa d'Pshita leLabai mi Bayle l'Rava." This is what Abai thought was pashut that the Gemara said earlier on the bottom line of Chesem Rebeis, that the Gemara says, but Rava wasn't so sure about it. Abaye was very obvious to Abaye. What did it say? It said Baaleha Umesa. And there was the Balei Mesa. Now we're saying what that means is the father didn't get a chance of Hamadabin until she died. But now she's what? Now she's still an Ara. She's not a Bogeris yet. Right at this very moment. And we want to know, does the rapist have to pay? Do we say that Yesh Beger Bekever? No, it's like she's a Bogeris now. So there's no payment. That seemed to be obvious to Abai. Yes, she is like a Bogeris, even though she's 12 and 3 months because she's in the Kever. And therefore, there's a Pater. V'nasan l'aviyan arav l'avi mesa. That which Abai thought was pashut from that pasuk, Rava was unsure. Rava thought maybe ain beggar bekever. We don't consider a bogeres just the fact that she died, and maybe there still would be a payment to the father. And the Gemara answers to that, teku. Boy, mine Rava me Abaye, new shiloh. Ba alav min es arsa mahu. You have a girl, she's an ara, and she was raped, should be 50 shekel. And then she gets married to someone, she has eris and she has kiddushin with someone. So now, and that all happened before they brought the ma'anes to court, before he had hamad b'din, before he was guilty. Mau, what's the question now? Well, now she's an arusa, so maybe there should be no payment. Asher lo arusar, we know that pasuk. Says the Gemara, Amale, so Abai says to Rava, kind of shayla is that? Miksiv v'nasan la'avi hana'ara asher lo arusa? The pasuk say, oh, you pay the money to the girl who's not arusa now. No, it doesn't say that. It's nothing to do, it has to do with, well, she's an arusa when she was raped. It's nothing to do with what's happening right now. You're going to tell me just because she happens to be an arusa now, that should matter? So the Rebbe says back to Abai, L'tameh ha'detanya ba'levin, he says, what happened if someone raped the girl and then she got married, she had nisuin, and there the halacha is la'atzma, goes to her, and it doesn't go to the father? Ask the same shalom. Miksiv nasan l'avianara asher lo nesua. Does it say only goes to the avianara asher lo nesua, but once she's in nesua, it doesn't say that in the pasuk, so how do I know that should go la'atzma? Ask the same Shaila. So he says, no, you can't compare those two cases. Hachi hashta hasam. Hoilu bagris motziya mershisav. Vinisuin motziya mershisav. Both bagris and nisuin take the girl out of the jurisdiction of the father. And therefore, my bagris balehu bagra latzma, just like if she comes in Bulgaris. If he violates her when she's an ara, and now she's a bogeris before they come to court, lots when the money goes to her. Af nisuin balev, and he says, lots will go to her as well. That makes sense to compare bagris to nisuin. But you want to tell me she's an arusa now? When they come to court, she married someone now. After she was raped, she married someone. Who cares? She's not taken out of the rishus of the father at this moment to think that maybe the money should go to her. Not at all. Of course it still goes to the father. Actually, she's in arusa now. After all, halacha is that even when a girl has erusin, the father's still in the picture. Hafaras nedarma has to be done by both of them. And it's not considered last Rashi before the Mishnah. Avi u'bala, v'einu mufar, sheyifru shnehem. They They both have to do Hafaras Nedarim, have to annul the vow. So obviously, when she's still in Arusa, the father still is in the picture. The fact that she was raped and it wasn't brought to court until after she had Arison with a man. You're going to tell me the money shouldn't go to the father? Of course the money obviously is going to the father.